And tomorrow night we'll be at Barnegat High School, where the Bengals will host Pemberton in a South Jersey Group 3 opening round game. One of the big keys to Barnegat's success to this point and hopes in the state playoffs is their talented junior quarterback, Sinjin Erskine, who gives us a few minutes on the line tonight. Sinjin, how are you tonight? And are you ready to go tomorrow night, more importantly?
Yeah, we're all ready to go. We're ready to play some good football and put on a show for the town.
What kind of week of practice have you had?
We've had a great week. We've all been focused. We've all been the same we've been, same routine we've done the whole year. So we're ready to go.
Sinjin, it's been a great year for you guys. When you kind of look back on it, you started 6-0, and then that maybe blip on the radar screen a little bit with the loss to Lakewood a couple of weeks ago, 21-14. What did that loss do for you guys? You know, you hate to say that you don't want to lose any games, and it's certainly at that point you didn't want to slip up and maybe let the division get away from you. But was that maybe a wake-up call for you guys as you now look at it a couple weeks removed from it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was really a reality check. I mean, as soon as that happened, the seniors really stepped up, and they're really the leadership of our team, and they really got everyone going, and we just started firing all cylinders in our practice after that.
Sinjin, you've got over 1,200 yards of total offense, and since the loss of A.J. Opry, your star running back, do you feel that you've had to pick up the game offensively and be more of an offensive threat?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, AJ is a great runner, but nothing taken away from AJ, but our O-line really does a great job. I mean, anyone can run behind them. AJ is a great runner, and O-line really is the heart and soul of our team. So when they play good, we all play good.
And I guess, you know, the general consensus has been that has been the constant and the strength of this team. And, you know, in doing some preparation for our broadcast tomorrow night, Pemberton, not a big team. I know they're a skilled team, but not a big team up front. I would think that you'd be very content if those big guys in front of you could just blow open some holes and make it a nice, quick game, and you don't even have to throw it all that much.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about that. I mean, even as a quarterback, I love that. I want to make it run the ball, and I know the game doesn't have that much pressure on me. I know that the guys are going to do what they got to do, and if we got to run the ball like we did against Mondon for the whole fourth quarter, I'm okay with that.
You know, Sinjin, in your bracket, there's a bunch of Shore Conference team. On the bottom part where you guys are, it's you and maybe schools that not a whole lot of Shore Conference fans are familiar with, Highland Regional, Northern Burlington, and the Pemberton team that you'll take on tomorrow. Tell us a little about Pemberton as a bit of a scouting report as you've kind of watched them over the course of the week on film.
Yeah, I mean, watching them on film, they really look just like Central did. I mean, fast, good athletes. I mean, a little small up front, but they're a good football team. It's going to be a good game tomorrow.
Coach?
Sinjin, the Pemberton team back in the day used to, you know, get all their players from Fort Dix. You may not even know this. They used to be a much bigger school. Then when Fort Dix closed, of course, they became a Group 3 school. What is their strength offensively? I'm sure you've looked at films.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, they're just fast. I mean, they love to run that the power kick play. They try to throw it so deep sometimes. I mean, their strength all the way around. I mean, they could run the ball, they could throw it, and they're real fast.
They're a speed team, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. They're speedy, and then they know it.
I checked that. The quarterback's numbers are very impressive.
Very.
They'll throw it a lot.
Yeah.
We're talking with Sinjin. I'm sorry.
When that quarterback has time, he gets run the ball around. He's a great player.
Yeah, he is. He's a good one, and we'll probably see them throw it a lot tomorrow night. Tell me if you think that there's a different feel getting ready for a tournament game tomorrow night for you and your teammates than maybe the regular season games.
I mean, we try not to blow it out of proportion. I mean, it's just a regular football game, but the town's going to be there. We know it's going to be a hyped-up game, and we try to just play like a regular game, but we try not to blow it out of proportion. You know?
And you've got to listen. I want to know: did you guys send a fruit basket over to Manchester High School? Because they beat Central. They upset Central last week, and that means if you can beat Pinelands on Thanksgiving Day, you will own the B-South crown by yourselves. I think probably before last week, you were kind of thinking you'd have to share it, but Manchester did you a big favor. I'm wondering if you guys sent a little present over there.
No, but we should have.
Well, you still got time. Well, we're looking forward to heading down your way tomorrow night. It's a great atmosphere down there at Barnegat. We always look forward to being down there. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, and hopefully that big offensive line will keep your uniform nice and clean, right?
Yeah, my mom will like that.
That's Sinjin Erskine, the junior quarterback for Barnegat. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow night. And
thank you.
All right, he goes on his way. And, again, you know, I think a lot of people – have sort of got this wrong concept, you know, there's a big misconception about Barnegat because, you know, with this kid who had gotten a lot of hype and in past years with they've had very good quarterbacks at Barnegat, they have really thrown the ball around and put a lot of points on the board. But this is a very different Barnegat team, maybe a Barnegat team better suited for playoff football.
Yeah, they might be, especially with the way that they like to run the ball. They kind of have those certainly two big guys up front, and Andrews and Madden, you know, that both hover right around or just over that 300-pound mark. So it's been kind of what I don't think a lot of people would have expected going into it. And I think maybe the reason why what Barnegat has been in the past, Kevin, and what a lot of people thought maybe Erskine could be and certainly has the opportunity to throw the football and has a great arm, but they have a need to do it. And if you're a coach and you don't need to throw the ball, why would you?
Well, for me, Barnegat still has, you know, they still have to prove to me that they could replace A.J. Opry with a good, solid running game. I don't think they've done that so far since he's been hurt. I think they're going to have to do it to go all the way.
The kid who's is now in that spot is McGinnis.
Tyler McGinnis, junior, yes.
Who was actually one of their better linebackers on
still
defense.
Still is, yeah.
playing more offense,
exactly.
And they're trying to spot him on defense. But, of course, so he's in that position. You know, they have some very good wideouts, including Matty Bowen, who's a real playmaker and all that. You would think that against better teams, they may have to throw it a little more. While the offensive line has been very good, you know, as you move on, you're going to play better teams. But it is a team that really is kind of suited for playoff football. I kind of believe that.
Big, strong,
yep.
Powerful, you know. A lot of teams may think a lot of fans may think it's a boring type of football, but in late November and early December, when the weather is cold, like it's going to be tomorrow night.
It's going to be beautiful tomorrow.
Yeah, during the day, but at night it's going to be probably in the upper 30s, you know.
It'll be
so
nice in the press box tomorrow, right?
Sure,
yeah,
will.
It's going
nice
to be crisp.
Warm,
I'll be warm on the field. But anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes time, nitty-gritty time. Defense and running the football.
And some of these guys who are born again, you know, were part of this team last year that had kind of a disappointing exit in the first round of the playoffs. They got nipped by a point by Bridgeton. 18-17 was the score, and it was a home game. So you know that they want to be able to go out and erase that and maybe get on a little bit of a roll here.
Especially for the seniors. Boy, that was a bad taste.
Yep, sure
bad
was.
Bad taste. All right, let's get to that point that we our football picks, our six-pack plus one, brought to you by Bob Considine and Don Shearer's Allstate Agency at the corner of Lacey Road and Route 9 in Forked River. Just because you're insured doesn't mean you're protected. Matt has surged out in front, coming off a 6-1 week for the season. Mr. Harmon is 47-16. He is four games up on Scott Stump and yours truly, and kind of occupying the spot that has been familiar to him in recent years.
I'm looking for second place this year. We're not going to be able to touch Matt.
Ed Sarluca, who's five games back as we head into playoff time. We'll start with the game we're broadcasting tomorrow night on 105.7 The Hawk, a 7 o'clock kickoff. It will be Pemberton at Barnegat. Of course, Scott submits his picks to me before. I don't copy Scott's picks because all of my picks will appear in the Asbury Park Press tomorrow as well, so I don't have that luxury. We both took Barnegat at home. I think Pemberton will give them a bit of a scare. They're a big play potential team. Robbie Davis, their coach, told me the same thing Sinjin just said. They remind you very much of Central Regional. Very athletic. But I think Barnegat at home with the big offensive line is the pick here, and so does Scott.
I will take Barnegat in that game as well.
I will also take the Bengals. I think it'll be an easy one.
One of the games that Scott chatted about a little bit, and a team that he kind of likes here to make a little noise, is Long Branch. They have a very difficult, they're a 5 seed. They have a difficult opener at Carteret. Who do you like there, Coach?
I'm going to go with Carteret, the home team.
Matt?
I'll take Long Branch in that one.
And both Scott and I go with the Green Wave. We'll take Long Branch. So there's your chance to pick up a game or go further back in the abyss. Florence and Point Beach. That was the team that ended the Cinderella run of the Garnet Gulls last year, ironically, at Point Beach. In the second round of the semifinals, Point Beach gets a chance to avenge this loss. Matt, do they?
I say that they do. I'll take Point Beach in that one.
I also will take the Beach.
And Scott and I agree as well, so all four of us like Point Beach. Jackson Memorial, the Class A South champion Jaguars, winning their first divisional title since 2005, looking to win their first state sectional crown since that same year. We'll be home at Munley Field tomorrow night to take on a talented Rancocas Valley team. I thought this was one of the tougher games of the opening weekend. Scott took Jackson. I looked for the upset. I went with Rancocas Valley. What says you, Matt?
I'll take Jackson in that one. I think they get one, and then after that, the road gets extremely hard for them.
Is it? Of course, Rancocas is the home of Franco Harris. Is he playing tomorrow night?
He is not playing, no.
Okay, I'm going to still take Rancocas Valley.
All right, so we're split on that game. Red Bank Catholic, I truly believe that no team has more pressure on them than the Caseys. We'll be home tomorrow night against a pretty good Immaculata team, and despite that upset last week that Immaculata posted, Scott Stump and yours truly both went with the Caseys at home, but it won't be one of those 30 or 40-point blowouts.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with that. I think RBC will win in a romp.
Wow.
I'll take RBC, too.
No bonus points for that. Well, the guys from Colts Neck are still here in the house. So
turn the speaker around.
It's time to pick the Colts Neck or Neptune game on Saturday afternoon. There's no suspense here for both Scott and I. We like the Cougars. We both took Colts Neck.
I'll take Colts Neck, too.
The Cougars will win this one easily.
He's big on these easy. Yeah, right? He's just throwing it right out, put a lot of pressure on people. And finally, the first of, we know, two meetings, because they're going to play on Thanksgiving Day. It is one of the great rivalries. It's the 8-1 game this time around as 8th-seeded Wall visits top-seeded Manasquan on Saturday. Ed?
Matt, I was surprised that these two have never met in the playoffs.
They've never really been in the same group,
same
though.
Brackets, you know. But I'm going to take Manasquan in this one, and wouldn't be surprised if it went the other way on Turkey Day.
Manasquan.
And we both like Manasquan as well. Wall is what, lost 4 in a row? Five in a row. They were 3-0. They're 3-5, but one of too many teams that got in the playoffs with a losing record.
By the way, Kevin, I want to thank you for not putting the game on the schedule here that I thought you would put on there.
What, Brick Memorial Manalapan?
Might have saved me a loss.
You would have picked Brick Memorial?
I know. I was going to pick Manalapan.
No, I didn't want to do
I'm
that.
I'm not going to lie.
No,
yeah,
you weren't.
I know.
I didn't want to do it.
I would have picked the upset. No, I know. See, you didn't want to do it. That's it. Thank you.
You want to spend any time in the consolation games? There is a full consolation schedule.
How about the state? No pity on the Toms River schools, huh? They sent one originally to Vineland, about a 2-hour and a half drive.
That being north.
And then Toms River East they sent to Clearview, which is about a 2-hour drive. And then they reneged and said, well, let's change. We won't send north to Vineland. We'll send them to Egg Harbor, cut the trip in half.
Save a little gas.
But a better team in Egg Harbor.
Save a little gas.
Should have just played them against East and had everybody take Thanksgiving off.
There you go, Matt.
Canada's
exactly
double.
What I was thinking.
They could have played it as a double.
Double.
I want to thank our guests tonight, and of course the guys from Colts Neck who are still in the house, and from Shore Regional, Mark Costantino and Matt Mew. Always Kevin Callahan, Scott Stump, Barnegat quarterback Sinjin Erskine. Of course, Tom Tremblay for doing the great job that he always does here, and Lauren Bajica sitting in for Ray tonight and doing a fabulous job at the studios of the Hawk. You everyone have a great football weekend. Look to see you next Thursday on the Investors Bank High School Football Show. Good night.